Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a Pirate Signal Jungle 808 tail in Ableton Live 12. Think of it as a bass hit that starts with a warning burst, then drops into a long, gritty tail. It has attitude, it has weight, and when it's done right, it speaks clearly over a breakbeat without stepping on the kick or snare. Why this works in D&B is simple. You get serious low-end impact without having to run bass notes constantly. That means more room for the drums, more punch in the drop, and more space for the arrangement to breathe. This kind of bass is perfect for jungle-leaning D&B, darker rollers, halftime-to-drop transitions, and those stripped-back club tunes that need one memorable bass punctuation. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a new MIDI track and load Operator or Waveatable. If you're just getting comfortable, Operator is the easiest route because it gives you a clean bass source without overcomplicating things. Put down a single MIDI note in the low register, somewhere around G1 to D2 depending on the key of your track. Keep it simple. One note, one bar, maybe even just a quarter note to begin with. The point is to hear the shape before you get fancy. What you want to hear at this stage is already a sense of message. If the note feels weak before any processing, the problem is usually the octave or the note choice, not the plugins. So trust your ears early. That first note should feel like a signal flare, not a random sub-blob. Now shape the source so the attack is sharp and the tail can breathe. In Operator, start with a sine or triangle-style foundation for the sub. If you want more bite, layer in a brighter oscillator, but keep it controlled. In Waveatable, choose a simple waveform and stay focused rather than wide and messy. Set the amplitude envelope, with a very short attack, a decay somewhere around 250 milliseconds to 800 milliseconds, a low sustain, and a release that's short to medium. The goal is a hit that speaks fast and then falls away musically. If you want a more obvious pirate-style front edge, add a touch of pitch movement or a brighter layer at the start. Just don't overdo it. Too much brightness and the bass starts fighting the snare and hats. Too little, and it won't read as a signal. At this point, decide what flavor you want. If you go for a clean pirate signal, keep the source mostly sub-based and add subtle harmonics with saturation. That gives you a solid, mix-friendly bass that works really well in rollers and more minimal jungle tunes. If you want a rough pirate signal, push the harmonics harder. Use a brighter oscillator, a rougher waveatable, or a more aggressive amount of saturation. That's great for darker jungle and heavier rewinds, but it's easier to overcook. For a beginner, I'd start clean. It's easier to place in the mix, and you can always dirty it up later. Now let's put a simple device chain on the bass track. A good starting chain is EQ8, saturator, then auto filter. That order matters. EQ8 cleans up unnecessary clutter, saturator adds density and character, and auto filter lets you control the final tone and movement. If the bass is cloudy, make a gentle dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't hollow it out. You're not trying to erase the body. You're just clearing space if the low mids are getting messy. Then bring in saturator with a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. If the peaks get too wild, soft clip can help hold it together. What you want is thickness and presence, not just loudness. What to listen for here is really important. When the saturator comes on, the bass should feel closer and more solid, not just louder. If the low end seems to disappear, you're driving it too hard, or you've added too much filtering. Back off and keep the foundation intact. Now let's make the tail musical. This is the heart of the sound. In jungle and D&B, a long tail only works when it sits in rhythm with the drums. Don't think of it as a held note. Think of it as a phrase. Try placing the note so the release lands in the space after a snare, or so it answers the kick-snare movement. A simple starting idea is a note on beat 1, a short gap, then another hit on the end of beat 2, followed by a longer tail around beat 3 or 4. That creates a call-and-response feeling with the break. It makes the bass feel like it's talking to the drums. That's why this works in D&B. The genre lives on syncopation. The break gives you motion, and the bass line needs to respect that motion instead of sitting on top of it. When the tail lands in the pocket, it feels huge without needing a lot of notes. Now bring the drums in and check the bass in context. This is where the real decisions happen. Ask yourself, does the bass leave enough room for the snare? Is the kick still clear? Does the tail fill the space after the drum hit instead of covering it up? What to listen for here is the relationship between the tail and the snare. If the tail is swallowing the snare body, shorten the decay or move the note a few milliseconds earlier or later. Even a tiny nudge of 10 to 20 milliseconds can completely change the groove. In Ableton, duplicate the MIDI clip and try two slightly different placements. Sometimes the better version is the one that feels less obvious. Once the basic shape is working, Add movement carefully. Automate the filter cutoff or a macro over a two-bar phrase. Keep it subtle. You want reveal, not chaos. A good range for cutoff movement might be somewhere between 120 Hz and 1.5 kHz depending on how open you want the tone to feel. Keep resonance modest unless you want a more obvious whistle or siren quality. A really useful trick here is to keep the sub stable and move only the harmonics. That way the low end stays disciplined while the top character evolves. You get motion without losing mono safety. That's a huge part of making this kind of bass work in a club context. If the sound is already strong, you can stop thinking of it as just a MIDI instrument and commit it to audio. This is a very smart move in Ableton. Resampling or bouncing the bass gives you the freedom to trim the tail, reverse the start, cut tiny gaps for groove or fade out clicks cleanly. Jungle style writing often gets better when the bass behaves like a sample rather than a constantly changing synth patch. If you're still figuring out the note choice, keep it in MIDI, but if the identity is settled, audio is faster and more surgical. It lets arrangement become part of the sound design. And that leads into the next big idea. Don't use this bass everywhere. Make it an event. A pirate signal tail works best in a two-bar or four-bar phrase, not as a constant loop. Maybe bar one is the warning hit, bar two is the tail answering, bar three gives you space, and bar four brings it back with a slight variation. That contrast is what gives the sound power. In DNB, absence matters just as much as presence. A bass that disappears on time often feels heavier than one that keeps going forever. You can also let the arrangement do some of the sound design for you. Use the bass at the end of a phrase, then pull it out for a bar so the return hits harder next time. If you want a second drop variation, try shifting the pitch up an octave for one hit, or open the filter a little more on the final statement. Small changes go a long way here. Now let's talk about mono. This is non-negotiable. Collapse the bass to mono or check it in a mono-compatible context and listen carefully. If the low end disappears or feels hollow, the sound is relying too much on stereo width in the wrong place. Keep the sub centered. If you want width, put it only in the upper harmonics or texture layer, not in the actual low bass. What to listen for is a compact, dangerous signal that still feels solid when the stereo image is removed. If it only sounds big in headphones and falls apart in mono, it won't survive a real DNB system. A few things to avoid. Don't make the tail too long. That can swallow the snare pocket and make the groove feel slow. Don't push saturation so hard that the sub disappears. Don't widen the low end too much. And don't put the bass everywhere. It needs phrasing. If you just loop it endlessly, it stops sounding like a signal and starts sounding like background noise. If the bass feels too polite, add character to the harmonics, not just more volume. If it feels too busy, simplify the source before adding more processing. And if it sounds good on its own but falls apart with the drums, always trust the drums. That's where the truth is. A couple of bonus ideas can take this further. You can create a short bark with a long shadow, where the front transient is very short and the tail is mostly lower harmonics. That's great for warning shot energy. Or you can build a filter answering phrase, where the low pass filter opens only on the second half of the note. That gives you a nice reveal effect. You can also print a clean version and a dirtier version, then use them for different parts of the arrangement. One for the main drop, one for fills or switch-ups. That workflow saves time and gives you options later. Here's the quick practice challenge. Build a one-bar pirate signal jungle 808 tail using only Ableton stock devices, one MIDI clip, and no more than three devices on the bass track. Keep it to one main note plus one variation. Then make a two-bar loop with drums and your bass, and bounce a version to audio so you can test arrangement edits. As you work, keep asking yourself a few simple questions. Can I hear the bass clearly with the drums playing? Does the tail leave room for the snare? Does it still feel solid in mono? If the answer is no, shorten the decay before adding more effects. That one move fixes more problems than people expect. So to recap, build the bass from a simple source, shape a short attack and a controlled decay, use saturation and filtering to give it character, and arrange it like a meaningful event rather than a constant loop. Keep the sub centered, move the harmonics if you want motion, and always check it against the breakbeat. If it feels strong in mono, leaves room for the snare, and makes the drop feel more dangerous, you've nailed it. Now go make your own version. Bounce it to audio and try the four-bar challenge. Build the clean one, build the dirty one, and listen to how much power you can get just by controlling the tail. That's the craft. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and let the break do its job.